Welcome to Learn the Black Gemara. Reptin and Beis on the Beis on the bottom. The Mishnah says, this is what we say, Par Beis and Mekoyman. Chatois at Tiba Bahayochid. The following also, you have these Chatois, either the communal Chatois or the individual. Elohim Chatois at Tiba. What's a communal Chatas? Seidei Rosh Chadashim, the ghostly Borosh Chodesh for the Tumah, Vishalmoides and Yom Tovim. And again, Shechitas and Matzofen, where did they shech them?
So, the others here includes
in your kippah
for the
seer
that you're
bringing
outside.
No, that
we're here
before.
No, but I'm saying,
that's the
particular
seer. But not the
par
of your kippah.
Yeah, the seer of Musa.
We're up to the Mishnah, Harvey, left, noon, beige and beige on the bottom.
52b3.
Yeah. We'll show, is it Shechitos of Tzofen? So, where do you shech them? On which side of the base of Migdash? On the north side? The kibul damim b'chlisharas b'tzafen, and you receive the blood also in a utensil on the north side. The damim ton arba matanis or arba kronis. You have to sprinkle the blood on all four corners. Ketzad, how does that work? Oh, this is how it works. Ola makevish. Now, remember, the mizbeach was where we learn normally between the base of Migdash and the east side, which means on the west side. And the mizbeach, the ramp mizbeach was on the south side. So, Ola Bakevish, you went up the ramp. Now, the ramp had a small little ramp on the side of it. It's called the Kevish Cotton, the small little ramp. You went up the smaller ramp, Upana La Seviv. Now, the base of the Mizbeach had a Yisoid. It was 32 Amas by 32 Amas. And it had a base on the bottom. It went in an Amma, and then you went up 4 Amas. Then it went in an Amma again. That's called the Seviv. That's the ramp that they were able to walk around. There's a red line there. And then you walked up another 4 Amas. And then, sorry, you walked up 4 Amas. Led, yeah, okay. Then it went up another 4 amas, and then you had the four corners called the kronos. So you went up on the ramp, ufono la seviv, and you turned to the right on the seviv. You walked along this ledge. Uvoloi, the first corner that you went to, if you went from the right, and this is the saying that we say every time you turn, you got to turn to your right. Uvoloi, you came to leked and dreimis mazrochis. Because you're on the south side, the first thing you do is on the right side is the southeast corner. Then goes Mizrachet Tzvayin, then you walk along the eastern corner, and you come now to the northeast corner. And then you have no choice but to turn left, so now you're on the northwest corner, Tzvayin Maravitz. And then you turn left again, Maravitz Remitz, you get the west, southwest corner. And then you put it down, the Shiyore Dom HaYeshefich HaYesoid Remitz. There were two holes on the bottom on the Yesoid. One was on the west side facing the Beis HaMikdash, and one was on the south side facing the ramp, right next to each other. So for this particular carbon, they put it on the side next to the Beis HaMikdash. V'necholim lifnim v'naklaim, and you have to eat it inside the curtains. Zichri kuna only for males, b'chol machol, all this food, liyoyim v'layla, until when? Ad chatzais. Even though you can do it till the morning, we already have the first Mishnah Brachas, we bring it forward to the chatzais. Says the Ibarah Hechiyavi, so how did they exactly, when you spray on the corners, how did you spray? With a finger, b'chatas, you use a finger and you spray. But Rabbi Elazar is an argument. Chad, one of them says, "Nisin Amma Elo Amelech." It has to be underneath. Even it doesn't have to be on the corner. It can be underneath the corner on the mizbeach itself, or an area measured on Amma by an Amma on each corner. And Chad almost says, "No, Mechatavir Gnei Chodesh Okeren." The other one says it has to be on the corner itself, Shabbos. On the corners. Yeah. He didn't put any blood on the mizbeach itself. It was on the corner itself, the kuliyam. No argument. Anywhere on the corner is considered the keren, the horns on top. According to the Rebbe, he says it can be on the face of the mizbeach. How far away from the corner?
That's right.
4 amas is not really 8 feet. It's about 6.5 feet. No. 6.5 feet. Yeah. But remember, it's the hand. You lift it up, so you don't need to be 5 foot to 6 and lift your hand this way. You don't have to go to the top. Nobody says the top of the corner. Anywhere on the corner.
It's not the keren that's sitting on top of the
mizbeach. No, the keren, according to Rabbi, has to be the keren top of the mizbeach, but it's anywhere on that keren. It has to be the top of the top. Masavat Ameilev, Ameilev, can I get Keren, who he holds with, since the Keren itself is an Amma by Amma, underneath on the Mizbech, underneath that is an Amma by Amma, is considered a corner. Masavat, no, can I get Chuda, in Tfei Loy, on the Mizbech itself, it has to be Mamish the corner, the shop corner, where it comes together. Meisel asked a question. We learned Chatas Atzibah Yochid Ketzer Matnom Hadi Plays Blood. How you oil the kevish? One of the kevish. The funnel of Saiva. You turn around and that ledge of Vola the Ken Dreim Zochid. He came to the southeastern corner. The Toivul Beetz Boy. How you money? You dip your right finger in. How you mend it? Should be you mean the one that's next to your right thumb, which is the index finger. Mean Hadam Shem Mizrak. And you put your finger inside the utensil where the blood is. The Chaim Beg Goydlem and Milo Boy Ketan and Maton. You take the blood with your thumb and with your pinky and you push the blood to the tip of your finger. And then you start going downwards, connected chudush al keren, opposite facing, directly opposite the corner of the keren. At shemichala, call down. She doesn't tell you use up all blood. Can call keren. So it's clear from here that you do rather than beich itself, but we're against the sharp point of where the corners come together, not an amma, the ear of an amma by an amma. So that's not a question.
Well, this is
four corners. Yeah, but it's
four? Is it two?
By Chattas is four. It's not a Shlomim L'Shtayim Shein Arba. This is Arba.
Arba.
Mitzvah B'Chudah. Yeah, I'm asking you, it's better if you did it on the Chudah. But you over Amba V'Edach, Amba V'Edach, less above. But it doesn't matter if you did it the other way around. My Rebbe, my Rabbi Shimon, you mentioned before there's other Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon, who are they? The time to be learned. There's a red line that went right that girded the entire Mizbeach, that the blood, those kabbandas like a chattas, had to be sprayed above the red line, ulamaila, and domim tachtonim, and the oila, which had to be sprinkled below the red line. Rebbe was below this red line. When do we say that is on the Mizbeach, and the question is the top and the bottom is by a bird. Oilus over the top, Chattas over the bottom. Abba Bechattas Behemoth, when it comes to Behemoth, he ats me a nasa, gufshal keren. Nothing is done on the Mizbeach itself, it's done on the corners itself. My time with the Rebbe, how does Rebbe know the Mizbeach is included? It says in Posik, Bahaharel Arba Amis is talking about the Mizbeach there, and it says that the Mizbeach is four Amis, Umahar Alamala, and from there above. So it says Arba Amos should have it. The Mizbech is four Amos high. We know the Mizbech is much higher than that. The Mizbech is 10 Amos high. Because the Seid is one Amos and the Seif is one Amos. So he means to say is that the corners take up four Amos. Why? Because each corner is an Amos by an Amos, the horns. Each horn is an Amos by an Amos, and therefore you have four Amos. That's what it means. Mokkar Arba. Mok kind of doubt have it, but the place takes up L'chayda, they only take up what do you mean that they take up four Amos? They don't take four Amos, they take up two, sort of they take up in a way, and each they only take up two corners and they take up four two Amos. They don't take up two Amos. L'aim shush kind of dalad. It means this is what you learn, it means. It means that the Mizbeach itself, it means that the section, the horns themselves are not just the horns. The horns also take up space on the Mizbeach, four Amos on the Mizbeach. Because each horn takes up an Amma on the Mizbeach. So therefore you have four corners and you have an Amma on Amma. That's how Rebbe holds the Mizbeach itself can be used as well. That's what he said, it can be used as well. Or no more than that. You can actually go all the way down till there's four Ammas between that and the red line. And you can go, you can use up that entire four Ammas for spraying. So as we learned, this Chutz Tzik, this red line, Chorgebem, so is divided in the middle. How do you know it divides between the blood above and the blood below? How do you know that? How do you know B'chal was this red line? It says in the Pasuk that there was a mesh around the Mizbeach, that there was a mesh around midpoint of Mizbeach. What was the purpose of this midpoint? To distinguish between Dami, to differentiate two bloods. The one, the blood goes above the Mizbeach, and the one goes above the Mizbeach. They say, Dreimi, when it says you got to pour it down the Mizbeach, by them that the Kohen takes the blood and puts it on the corner of the Mizbeach, it means the south side. The south side. So that means the side of where the ramp is.
So this is the upper four Amos, is what, two Amos up from the
say it again?
Is
no, you have the bottom, you have Yisrael and Amos, then you had five Amos on the bottom over there. So you have that's six Amos,
right,
and then you have four Amos, and then you have the counters, which are one Amos. So it's 10. It sounds like right above that ledge.
Right,
it can't be half above because it's four. That ledge was divided.
It's four Amos high, so you put it two Amos.
No, right above the ledge, it seems like. because so right
above the ledge,
right above it, literally right above it, because
so was it at the floor of that ledge?
That's right. That's what it seems. Because you need, he's saying you have four amas underneath the keren. That's that belongs to the keren, and that means the chodesh sikur right underneath that. How do you know which hole? Maybe it's the hole that's near, that's facing the base of Migdash, the western wall, they're right next to each other, they're on the west corner, and then there's on the south corner. I know the south corner, maybe the west. Since, why did we learn it from the Pasuk, where it says clearly you have to do it on a different carbon, says you have to do it on the west side. No. So in normal chatas where it doesn't say we learn coming down the ramp from just walking out of the base of Midrash. Just like in the case of Yom Kippur, it has to be the closest, says the Pesach Yom Moed, the closest to the oil, which is the western side. Afili does from a kev, which is other carbon, which is when you come down from the ramp, you have to pour it in. It has to be somewhere close to it, which is the southern side. Tandi Rabbi Shmuel Mezev says, Rabbi Shmuel says no. That in both cases you did. We had a talk about like Shmuel says in both cases, in all kabbonis you do it on the west side because you learn stoim menam efedish, and if Yechayim Mezev says everything on the south side. So Bishlam Manam is Rabbi, the one who holds it, all kabbonis you pour it on the west side. I understand. So have a yimut stoim menam efedish. You have by Yom Kippur says clearly on the west side El Pesach Yomayit. So therefore we'll learn all kabbonis from that. El Laman Damer said Rami, the ones at the south side. My time, what's the reason? Omer Rabbi Asi says, except for this time holds. This tiny holds that the entire Mizbeach was on the north side. We're learning the whole time now that Mizbeach was on the south side of the base of Mikdash. This tiny holds that you move them from Mizbeach to the right, that the entire Mizbeach was on the north side. So if the entire Mizbeach on the north side and you walk out of the base of Mikdash, which one is closer to the Pesach? Which one sees the Pesach HaMoed? Dafka, the south side. Not that the entire Mizbeach was on the north side of the Beis HaMikdash, that the Mizbeach ended right midway of the door. So when you walked out the door, you saw the west side, the north side, sorry, south side as well. The yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel decided to follow, not Rabbi Shmuel, they looked like Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. In other words, they learned, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai's opinion is also that the west side, that it should be the west side. No, the Rishim in our Brayza said the south side. They said it has to be the west side. They said Rabbi Simonach Moshchu Gavre le Gavre. That the Tamidin of Yishmol, they because there were so many, they grabbed Rabbi Shimon Yochai and they pulled him along to agree with their rabbi. Says the Mishnah Ha'Oiler Kodesh Kedoshim. When it comes to Kodesh Kedoshim, is an Oiler, is a Kodesh Kedoshim. Shchitosu so also the Shechtan enough. Now we didn't know that an Oiler is Kodesh Kedoshim. No one is trying to say that Oiler is the name of Kodesh Kedoshim. But the Mishnah tells you that it has the name of Kodesh Kedoshim. That means if you take it outside the base of Midrash, it is possible. Now it's full Yom touches it, possible, and so on. And there's Me'ila, Shchitas, and so forth. Where do you shecht it on the north side? Bekibo, the Rechel, but often you receive the blood in a keli on the north side. V'doma, ton, shtem, matona, shen, arba. Here we say that word that you spray it on two corners. And which two corners? The corners that have a yisoid. The corners that have a yisoid are the northeast corner, and diagonally opposite is the southwest corner. Because on the south side and on the west side, there's no yisoid. It only protruded one amen to the south and one amen to the west. We'll soon see why. So therefore, you did those on diagonally. We need to do four sides, but you spray only on two diagonal corners. So you blew right by the corner, and the blood spread, so it comes like four. And we cannot do two on the same side, because then all you have is really three sides. You need to cover all four sides of the base of Migdash, so you do diagonally opposite each other. And you have to then strip them, and fillet the skin off, and then you cut it up in pieces, and you burn it completely on the Mizbech. Says the Gemara, oil my time, why does the Mishnah have to add that oil is Kodesh Kedoshim, which we doesn't mention by Chattis? Nowhere does it say in the Torah that it's considered kachi kachim, but because all of it gets burnt on the Mizbeach, therefore we call it kachi kachim. But in fact, even a kachim kalim, the parts that go on the Mizbeach, we treat it as if it's kachi kachim. So therefore, the entire carbon goes on the Mizbeach, therefore the entire carbon is kachi kachim. So you might have Ovid, you said you spray two and it becomes like four. How is it done? Amarav, noisin, v'choizav, noisin. Very simple. Let's say you're doing on the southeast corner. So you do is you spray it on the south side once, and then you spray it on the west side, southwest corner. You spray it on the south side once, and once on the west side. That's one corner. Then go diagonally opposite the other end. You do the same thing. So nasan v'chayzim v'naysan, you don't need side. And Shmuel says matana achas. No, you only spray once. But kamin gamma, like the letter gamma, which is like our letter chaf, and you put that on in that corner, and therefore it spreads on both sides of the corner. Noisin kitanoi. This is actually machet tanoim. Yochol. One time it says I would have thought he's a kenazik. He spray. Oh, Yochol. I would have thought yes, kenazik achas. You spray once. Tamaloi masav. It has to be on both sides. Isav around. Yochol kiven uchut. You should take it and take with your finger and move your finger around to like a spring. Tamaloi vizoki. You should spray it. Hoketzed. Kamin gamma. You throw like the letter gamma. That's what we're saying. According to Rav, you got to physically. No, Rav says you physically spray once on this side, then you spray once. You spray.
When you do the four, do you do physically all the four also?
Of course you do all four, but each corner. Here he's saying, no, you don't have to do all four. Either side of the keten is good enough. Here we want you to make sure that you get both sides of the keten, so you have to go once on one side, once on the other side. Like the letter chav, shtei vatan arba, so two matan is four. Rabbi Shmuel Amr Shmuel says, that's one opinion. Shmuel says, "Nema kan sov, nema lahalan sov, malahalan pisuk v'arba matonis, av kan pisuk v'arba matonis." It has to be four different sprays. It has to be four. Imalahalan arba matonis al arba krones. There you do the four sprays at all four corners. Av kan, I would have thought over here also, and I buy an oila arba matonis al arba krones, four sprays in all four corners. Amr, we say, oila, you can't do no four corners. You know why? Oila requires a yisoid. Oila requires a yisoid. No, we need that when you spray the blood on the corner, there should be a yisoid underneath it. So the keren mizrachi is the problem is on one of the corners, the southeastern corner, lahayla yisoid had no yisoid at all. And the keren yisoid, you couldn't spray it on each keren. That's why you had to figure out two that makes four. My time, why taka was the no yisoid on the fourth side? Omer Abulazar says, you know why? Because it was in the Chedah Mizbech, was in the Chalik of Binyamin, who's considered, you know, Binyamin's Zev Yitzhak. He's like a wolf that grabs. And because in the Mizbech, parts of the Beis Hamidrash belong in the tribe of Yehuda, and parts of it belong to the tribe of Binyamin. Not like the opinion that says that there was Lenin's Chalkul Shvatim. And therefore, the Mizbech was in his section, and that little section of the Mizbech, around the Mizbech, was not in Binyamin's thing, therefore there's no Yisoid there. We'll soon see whether there was Yisoid at all, no Yisoid at all, or was Yisoid, but it had no Kedusha. That the Mizbech, there was one Am of the Mizbech that actually went into, encroached the area of Yehuda. Sorry? Yeah, look at the bottom left corner, you see? So it's a bit. It should be the other way around. But the bottom line is,
That's right.
So the southeastern corner had no yisoid. And you see, there's one. It went encroached one arm on the south side and one arm on the east side is yisoid. The rest wasn't because that all fell into the section of Yehuda. There's one strip that left the share of Yehuda. That entered the share of Binyamin. And Binyamin the tzaddik mitzdayir alav chol yamin bothered him. He wanted everything to be by him. And he's mitzayir. What does he care if he shares a little bit with his brother? But he wanted the entire base of Midrash, including the entire base of Ibrahim. Shenemar says, the Mozinkim, Choyfev Olav Kolayim, that he was rubbing for it all the time. In other words, he was bothered him all the time. He was concerned about it all the time. Why can't the time is bad? Maybe he may as well. Lefichach Zocha Binyamin Atzadik. Every time we call Binyamin Atzadik, because remember, he had more of a comment that he never did an event in his life. That therefore Binyamin Atzadik was Zoyche Venase Ushpizchen Lakosh Baruch. He became the host for the Eibishter in Yerushalayim. So it says, Ubein Ksef of Shochem. Where did the Eibishter rest? Between the shoulders, which is referring to. Because it says, he bothered him all the time. Why can't the time is bear me by me? Well, then Ksev of Shochem. The Eibishter decided to rest by him. So therefore, Shochem, the Eibishter rested by him. So you got it. Mesa, last question. So therefore, we decided to remove the Yisoid from the rest of Mizbech, which is Yehuda's area. And that's why by Oyla we have to do it diagonally opposite ends. Meisvei Oyla Soiv Kate said, how they do it? Oyv, how they do it? Hoyemoylik es Roisha Mimul Urfa. They used to use their fingernail and they used to cut the head from the back. Umavdil, they used to separate the head. Umimatsa Doma, they used to squirt out the blood. Al Kira Mizbech, the wall. If you can tell me, Now, right now we're learning that he didn't actually touch the wall. It was a little bit distant, and he squirted it out. Now, if you can tell me in the side of the Mizbeach, there was no Yisayid. So he just went into the ear. It just was sprayed into the ear. It just sprayed into the ear. How can that be? No, we're not makbid which part of the Mizbeach he's doing it. Now, l'chayit, according to you, it has to be where the Yisayid is. So, l'chayit, if he's doing it on the eastern side or on the southern side, and he's shechting over there, he's doing milik over there, the blood is going into the air, which is no Yisayid. How can it be kosher? And it doesn't tell you here which side of the Mizbeach you have to do it. And in fact, we do learn that it was done on the southeastern corner. Now, the southeastern corner has no Yisayid, and that's where they used to do the milik of the birds. How can that be? Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, very interesting thing. Eimer kach hisnu. This is what they made up. Avira de Binyamin and Karka de Yehuda. The ear space belonged to Binyamin, but the Yisayid area, the gland belonged to Yehuda. So the ear space is Binyamin. So if you sprayed the blood, if you sprinkled the blood, it went through the ear. That was only Binyamin's share. But the land belonged to Yehuda. So there's no Yisayid over there. Interesting concept. My law, however, they say, what do you mean there's no Yisayid? Rav Amar Bebinyan. There was physically no Yisayid at all, like the picture Rashi draws. And Levi Amar Bedamim. And Levi says, no, there was a Yisayid there, but it didn't have any Kedusha, and therefore no blood went down in that Yisayid. Okay, continue tomorrow, Mitzvah.